Green Haven Shelter for Women has received a much-needed financial boost thanks to the generosity of Aurelia's three Shoppers Drug Mart locations. On Tuesday, Green Haven's fundraiser and community events coordinator, Janelle Bartosik, accepted a donation of nearly $8,400 from the Shoppers Foundation for Women's Health. The substantial contribution was the result of a community-driven campaign, with each store running unique fundraising initiatives. At the Westmount location, the Beauty Boutique played a major role in raising funds by offering makeovers and other packages, with proceeds going directly to the shelter. "This donation is huge for us," Bartosik said. "Funding like this keeps the lights on, helps pay for professionally trained staff, and ensures that women and children have the basic necessities they need when they come to us." Green Haven Shelter provides crisis support, housing, and essential services for women and children fleeing violence. However, running the shelter is costly. Bartosik explained that while government grants cover funding for 12 of their 14 beds, the shelter must find additional funding to cover the remaining two, which adds up to approximately $135,000 annually. "Every donation, no matter the size, plays a crucial role in ensuring we can continue supporting those in need," Bartosik said. Beyond just shelter, Green Haven provides women and children with meals, toiletries, mental health support, transportation, and legal assistance. Donations also help fund outreach programs, such as yoga sessions for women's mental health, transportation for children to attend school, and court-related expenses. "This donation from Shoppers comes on the heels of another unexpected act of generosity. On Saturday, International Women's Day, Aurelia OPP officers organized a surprise fundraiser and toy drive at Walmart for Green Haven, collecting a van full of supplies and $2,300 in cash donations. I got a call from an officer, saying they had a 13-seater Sprinter van filled to the brim," Bartosik recalled. "It was completely unexpected, and just so heartwarming to see the community come together like this." Green Haven still relies heavily on donations and community involvement. Financial contributions remain the top priority, as funding gaps make it difficult to provide services at full capacity. "There's always a need," Bartosik said. "We keep an updated list of necessary items like toiletries, non-perishables, and even paper towels. But ultimately, financial donations ensure we can continue running at full capacity." Green Haven is also seeking volunteers to help with fundraising and awareness events, though strict regulations prevent volunteers from working directly inside the crisis center. "We need volunteers for community events, like the Girls Gone Wild fundraiser in April and outreach efforts at the farmers market and boat shows," Bartosik said. "Even just helping spread awareness makes a big difference." For those interested in supporting Green Haven Shelter, financial donations, a list of needed items, and volunteer information can be found on their website.